This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. For the first time in Clyburn piano competition history, the next version of a Clyburn contest will not be in Fort Worth. That's been the organization's home for every Clyburn contest since its 1962 inception. In this week's Artist Spotlight, we look at the organization behind one of the world's best-known piano competitions. Tomorrow, the second Clyburn International Junior Competition branches out to Dallas. Mention a Clyburn competition, and you might hear the 61-year-old recording by Van Clyburn. The music helped him win the first-ever Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow in 1958. That inspired the piano competition in Fort Worth, named for him. Today, there are three different versions of the Clyburn contest, each held every 4 years and always in Fort Worth. This week, it's the junior competition for pianists age 13 to 17. This time, it's in Dallas.
It's a big deal. It's opening a lot of possibilities.
Clyburn Foundation president and CEO Jacques Marquis has run the organization for 7 years now, always working to grow the brand.
We're expanding our footprint like any business wants to increase their market, their audience. We're doing the same, and Dallas is next door.
Dallas tantalizes with proximity, more people, more money, and its own top orchestra and world-class hall. Ever cautious that a change would also be seen as a threat, this move took time, says the Clyburn Foundation's board chair, Jeffrey King.
We've probably been talking about this for 3 or 4 years.
King did not want to upset longtime Clyburn board members and volunteers.
They might look at us sideways for a while, but they came around and thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense, especially since it's Dallas and it's not someplace hundreds of miles away. When SMU stepped up and was excited, then I knew that this was going to be a success.
Southern Methodist University is housing the competitors and hosting early performances. Arts Dean Sam Holland says it was an easy yes.
First of all, I view every competitor as a potential recruit to SMU. They might think of coming back here to go to school.
Holland says SMU donors are paying the room and board for the young musicians. That's at least $25,000. But that's just a drop of the junior competition's million-dollar budget, according to Shannon Ray. The vice chair of the Clyburn board says money was among her concerns.
Our board members from Dallas have been excellent. I've been over to 2 events over there where we met prospective donors, and they've been so generous in Dallas. And we're just right on target or even ahead of target on our fundraising.
Bill McIntyre is one of those Dallas donors. A longtime supporter of Dallas arts organizations, he'd never attended a Clyburn competition until 2 years ago.
I was just amazed at how good the music was. I was also amazed at the last performance. The chairman asked everybody to stand who had been to every performance that week. And I swear, about half the audience stood up.
McIntyre attended the Clyburn International Piano Competition. That contest helps establish professional careers, and it will stay in Fort Worth. But McIntyre was sold on bringing the newer junior contest to Dallas. Peter Chorney bought in, too. He's the Dallas Orchestra's vice president of artistic operations. Junior finalists will play concertos with the orchestra in the Meyerson Hall.
Our musicians are very committed to providing opportunities for next-generation performers. They themselves have also come through this process of training and education. They feel that it's part of their duty to provide those opportunities to next-generation musicians.
Now, says Jeffrey King, all parties just need to deliver.
You go to one of these competitions, and that's where you get bit. That's where you get infected. And that's what I think is going to happen in Dallas.
King says Dallas audiences and volunteers may not know what hit them until it's all over. He says they'll be exhausted and enthralled, and after looking back, start looking forward to doing it all over again in 4 years. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.